good morning or good afternoon, depending where you're listening to the world, in the world. I'm Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. And this is a talk show where I share with you the wisdom and insight that I receive through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that's literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because it is a call-in show. You can ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to be specific. And the number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. We open up the phone lines after this first break. And we are live. I have been on vacation. I've been in Ecuador for the last 2 weeks, and so I know we've had shows that were pre-taped. And so I do want to say, even though it's Labor Day, we are live and we are taking your phone calls. And I have a very special guest with me today. James Riverstone is with me. He is a weaver of light, a ceremonialist, a healer, a teacher of the Incan and Andean traditions. He has found fulfillment of prophecy is exactly what his work reveals. It is about illuminating the world and her people through the means of love. And so I'm so excited to have James. I met him through, even though we still both live in Connecticut, through very synchronistic timing, very synchronistic means. And so I'm very excited of getting, I feel, reconnected with James. I know we've done many lifetimes together, and I'm so happy to bring him on. And we're going to talk about a lot of different things today, including some events that James has coming up. And I want to welcome James. James, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Thank you, Carrie.
I'm so glad to have you here.
Yeah,
so great. I've seen that you're pretty busy. You have some stuff coming up, huh?
I have been so busy. It's been popping in the last month or so. So, you know, people look at the stars, they look at alignments, they look at the timeline, and my work is, being projected out into the world, to these communities from town to town, state to state, and it's going really well. It's going really well, and I'm so grateful. It humbles me every time what people are open to now, you know, and willing to receive.
Right.
It's so good. A lot of the ceremonies that I'm doing in the gatherings, which I can, you know, we can talk about, and what this really means, because it is, the foundation is shamanism, and shamanism is that modality, if you will, that's through the indigenous cultures, and it's also through, obviously, through nature, through Pachamama, through Mother Earth itself. Mm-hmm. And it's very powerful. It can be very, very useful to people in order to cleanse themselves, to illuminate themselves, which is what I call the illumination. Mm-hmm. And we are at a time in our linear timeline that it's needed more than ever now. And people are hungry. They are hungry. They're hungry for something more because there's so much going on, you know. So I do want, if it's all right with you, I want to invoke an energy through the seven spirits of the Andean traditions.
Right, James. I kind of got disconnected there. Did you do your opening? Excuse me?
Yes.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Were you able to do the opening?
Yeah, I want to do an opening. I just want to invoke the energies of this prayer.
Okay, that's very good. I think that's a perfect way to start.
Yes, to make the communication clear in order to not push the river, but to allow this to be. Okay? because what I speak about is, you know, it demands so much respect, and it also feeds us. It feeds everybody who's listening. It feeds us who are technically dealing with this, you know, being able to create a broadcast using our technologies. And there's so much energy going on that, you know, it tends to pop around.
Right.
I'm going to pray, and I'm going to say some of these words, which are in Quechua words, which is the native dialect of the South American people. Mm-hmm. The Quechua is wonderful words, and it's like they're like Sanskrit words to the Hindu. They invoke energies.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Sounds great.
Sacred Mother Pachamama, Pachamama, Wainamama, Wainamama, Yakumama, Yakumama, Mother of the Waters. Ninamama, Ninamama, Fire Spirit, the elements. Puruluna, Puruluna, Kuyas, Kuyas, Stone People. Sachaluna, Sachaluna, Ayahuasca, Mamakuna, Bobanzana, Chuchuwasi, Mamakoka, Mamakoka, Sacred Mother, Sacred Mother. Madrecita, Madrecita. Tiwakente, Apuchin, 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 Condorwasi, Condorwasi. Aguila Blanco, Aguila Azul, White Eagle, Blue Eagle. Inca Kuna, Inca Kuna, Maya Kuna, Hopi Kuna, Anastasi. Kahuna, Kachina. Sacred Mother, Sacred Mother. Pachamama, Sacred Mother, hold our space. Hold our space and allow these teachings to reach out, to touch others, to touch the hearts of all, in order to heal the planet, to heal our lives, and to create a beautiful life through the energies and the threads of love through our hearts. Ayaya. Aho, as they say in native. Ayaya, ayaya is a Quechuan word which means agreement, which is similar to what our natives in North America say, aho. And it means an agreement. It means just to bring that base into alignment so that we're all on the same page and in the collective intention.
And I think you brought up a very important thing as far as opening up space. A lot of times when I, all times when I start readings, I always open up space and I encourage people to, sometimes people consider that almost like an AM and PM prayer. And I see that we've collectively gotten so far away from the AM and PM prayer that gets us centered, that starts off our day. And I really encourage people just to pause, just even before they get out of bed, and just have that attitude of gratitude. We're given another day of life to explore, to create. And we've gotten, again, collectively so far away from it. But I'm also seeing this huge, where people are waking up. To me, when I look at the energetic grids across the world, it looks like light bulbs starting to wake up, and then they radiate out their light, and it hits other people's grids. And so we are in this grand time of reconnecting, realigning, reawakening, remembering our essence. And so there's people, I noticed a lot of people are interested in shamanism, and we're going back to roots. And when I studied shamanism, I was guided by my guides and angels, and I really don't know what knew what it was about, and I thought I was just studying like the history of shamanism. Then I realized that I was in this 7-year study of becoming a shaman, and it was just fascinating, just the way that when I was in the first circle, it was just like a 10-hour ceremony of introduction where everything went back to energy, and I was so surprised that, because I always talk about everything is energy, everything that goes down to energy, there's always an energetic solution to any kind of, quote, problem that we have, and I was just amazed that the shamanism is all based on energy and the energy, our energetic connection. And so it just makes sense that we're going back to that full circle, getting back to alignment, getting back into balance, because, again, we've collectively gotten all so off balance. And it's such a simple way, but I know it's very complex, too. But I like the simplicity of it a lot of times, because we can get so overwhelmed with just the mental processing and mental concepts, where it really brings us back to the feeling. And when you brought toward the end of the closing, I just felt my heart, especially the top of my heart, the thymus, just opening up like a 1,000-petal lotus flower, and really felt the heat coming in. So that's a very powerful.
Hi, I'm Brenda Ball.
And I'm Tony Ball, and we've been married for over 25 years. In that time, we found ourselves putting on a pound or two per year, and next thing you knew, we're 30, 40 pounds overweight.
That's when we made the choice to get on that Take Shape for Life program. After being married for 25 years and struggling with weight that whole time, I'm actually now two sizes smaller than my wedding dress.
With the Take Shape for Life program, you can lose those extra pounds. To learn more, visit simpletolose.com. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details.
Invest in your life. Indigo Fusion Spa and Gallery, offering regular meditation classes, spiritually conscious art, holistic healing services, and classes in spiritual development and holistic wellness. This unique spa is located in Seattle's University District. For more information, visit us online at www.indigofusionsg.com. That's indigofusionsg.com.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staub is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staub can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web drdarvish.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Welcome back to the Kara O'Connor Show, and I'm Kara O'Connor, and we're live here in the studio via telephone. And we're opening up our phone lines. The number is 1-800-920-2819. Again, 1-800-920-2819. And you can come and call and ask questions for James and myself. And James, we're talking about earlier the roots of shamanism. People are getting back to the roots and going back to the roots. And I've noticed people, like when you talk about being hungry, people are hungry. And they're what I've noticed that is really beautiful that I've seen over the last several years where people were hungry, but they weren't disciplined enough, or they almost kind of energetically had to back themselves in the corner where they finally are saying something's got to give, and then they're really starting to realize that they got to give, that they got to make changes in their life and really clear out the excessive energetic drains. And so it's wonderful to see people really starting to seek, go inside themselves, where a lot of times we look outside of ourselves and our outside stuff defines us, our jobs, our career, how much money we're making. And so, and as all the ancient people have said over and over again in all different ways, all the answers lie within. When we start going within, we really start getting what I see is like a whole new front foundation, or symbolically my guys will say it, like a person's given a whole new deck of cards, so they're able to, a blank sheet of paper where they could start creating their life with much more balance. And are you noticing the same thing within your practice?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I tell everybody that this is the age of the great surrendering. We have to surrender. You know, and people don't like that word, especially when, you know, countries are at war.
Right,
it's like
right.
We really do need to surrender. We need to surrender to what is and everything that happens. Everything is synchronicity. And more, the veil between the worlds, between the dimensional spaces, are very, very thin now. Mm-hmm. So that means anything that happens is synchronistically linked. There's an alignment always going on, including with us here speaking. There's a lot of energies. And right. and keeping them grounded and based is really important, and that's why, you know, we need to work with people, specifically one-on-one, but also in groups. You know, gathering together in circles and groups is really, really valuable because the energy that happens within groups, it makes people feel more gelled. It pulls and cohesives it like a glue more than ever. And this is what the prophecies have said about Earth prophecies over thousands of years. And now as we're completing this 26,000-year cycle, according to the Mayans and the Inca and the Hopi, for instance, and many of the other cultures, it's a time of purification. It's a time to come together, to be cleansed, to be purified, and to release and to let go. We must let go. We have to let go of the river, of holding onto the shores and allow the river to take us. And using these tools of shamanism, shamanism itself is really metaphysic, meaning beyond the physical, dealing with the invisible threads of light, energies, dense energies that everybody's carrying around. I do many, many cleanses on people, meaning I will cleanse your body with sage or incense and Florida water and Palo Santo and all different tools that shamans use. And you can feel it. You can feel it. We're basically batteries, you know, and it's like you need to cleanse your energy system. And that way we can be more open and get out of our heads and get out of our ego and, you know, the ego mind as far as control and let go. Everybody's going through so much purification, losing houses, cars, marriages, whatever. It's like you can't hold on. And it's not a bad thing. It's just something that we're all asking of ourselves.
Right. Yeah, I notice that people, when I talk about let go and allowing and surrendering, the first reaction is, what is it going to cost me, either physically, money, or energetically? Is it going to cost my job, cost my marriage, cost this? And as we really understand, and I see as widening our understanding of what letting go and surrendering and allowing is, it's being able to, I say, we're all going to go either kicking or screaming or with grace and ease. And the more we invite grace and ease in our life, the more we do, the less kicking and screaming. And then we realize that surrendering and allowing is the most empowering state that you could ever set to go in. Like I talk to everybody about like their energy core, to me, looks like a garden hose, or it's like the, I compare it to a garden hose, where if we tend to bend forward, and that's when we're worried about the future, and then we are out of alignment with these universal energies, or we go backwards where we're holding on to our past. And this is all about getting, like the garden hose, in balance, and then we're open up much more to the universal energies, which starts cleansing and clearing our body. And a lot of times people need a jump start because they're so clogged with their thought and their ego. And a lot of times they feel that their ego is dying, and there is a part that the ego isn't dying off. But when we think about the ego means that stands for edging God out, or that it's our ego is part of the wounded child of us, it's part of the part that keeps us in these patterns, then you start looking at it that this is where we want to surrender and get the ego out of the driver's seat of our life force, and then we start being able to direct the energy like the co-creators that we are. And so I know you do all different besides one-on-one, and it was interesting that you said about the groups, because I'm really being guided with my guides as far as the importance. Jesus has come in real strong since last fall, actually, and just staying, being this world and of it, and also when two or more gather. And I just got back from Ecuador when we were doing 2 weeks of ceremonies, and the energy of the group is so important. You could just feel everyone has their own unique codes and colors, and they're part of the puzzle. And when we get together, we activate each other, and it really is a powerful time to get together and then do our individual work too. And so, and people again are looking. They're looking. They're hungry. They're starving, and they're ready to, what I see is, make that commitment where before they would get into the, what is it going to cost me, or I don't have the time. I hear people say that a lot of times. I don't have the time to invest in myself. And then I encourage them to kind of turn that around and think they don't have the time not to, is what we're getting into, because otherwise they're draining their life force. And it goes back down to, do you feel balanced? Do you feel like you're living your life that you want? Do you feel like you're in the now? Or are you, like, what to me it looks like people are energetic balls with a lot of static electricity going off of them, and then they create and pull in more static. And so As you said, I see shamanism as a very great way for me when I was studying it and practicing it. It really helped me ground because I could go out and look at the other dimensions, but it doesn't make sense if I'm not in my body and grounded. And so it's a real way to connect as above, so below. Do you find that within yourself?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, the cultural, what shamanism is, we always think of rituals, you know, feathers and drums and rattles and all this.
Right.
The ritual and the ceremony itself is something that's inherently built within our DNA because we are all human. So we have this connection to Mother Earth and the elements, right, that we are built from them, literally. You know, we are birthed from the mother. And we have this communion that's available to us when we come together in groups. And it's really fascinating because Saturday night I was with a group. We had ceremony on Saturday night, and we did an Andean despacho, which is a ritual. And it was fascinating because the group of 17, 20 people there, we were all feeding each other. I've gotten myself to a point where I can, if I soften my focus, you can see these things. Okay, and everybody has this ability. You can see the threads and how we were all feeding the ritual itself and how we were feeding each other. There was a woman there who had has developed breast cancer in her first stage. Synchronistically, right on the opposite side of her in the circle was a woman who had gone through breast cancer and survived and gone through that process. So we had that distinct energy right there in the middle of the altar, crossing the altar, where it was all about how do you want to create a reality, you know, and using these energy threads can feed each other in ways that are amazing. And that was very, it was profound. We had a lot of tears. We had a lot of energy moving. And, you know, they were feeding each other, and the group was feeding the whole intent about how we can heal, how we can be awakened, and how we can find a sense of peace. And something, it's very magical. You know, we're dealing with the mystery teachings right now and the energies that, like, you have been involved in, Carrie. You know, by going to Ecuador, it's like it's around you. I feel it. And it's a very powerful thread, and we can work with it, and it can affect you. No matter how much you want to believe in something, you don't have to join some sort of understanding. You just have to be human and just surrender to what is, and just come and be comfortable. You know, come to these places or seek out that healer in order to help your own process to let go. You use the word jumpstart, and I have.
Yeah.
I have a technique that I call my Jumpstart Program, and I ask people, and I say, you know, this might sound a little strange, but I say, you know, you're ready to crack your shell, you know, would you like to do that? And some people look at me like I'm crazy, and I go, okay, what does that mean? You know, a little fear comes up, but it means that it's time to jumpstart your program. It means that you are asking of something of yourself to awaken, to wake up, because this physical reality is a dream,
right,
as well as our sleeping dream. There's really no difference except one's more fluid and one's more dense. That's all it takes is just the initiative. You know, anyone listening to this, it's like if you're interested, just surrender and let go and get yourself to the right place. Come see me. Come, you know, I'm dotting around from here to there in the East Coast right now, northern New England, and, you know, you're welcome to come because many people do come who know nothing. And you don't need to know anything, and you don't need to think that it's going to be a Native American powwow with all respect. You know, I say that because I'm a white person who grew up in the Episcopal Church, yet I am sitting here as a shaman with my mesa, with my altar in front of me, and it's my job. I'm basically fulfilling my own prophecy, okay?
Right.
And it's like I'm able to reach those here in the States, and they have bequeathed that upon me. And it's coming through the Christ energy. It's coming to the Buddha, the Krishna, Muhammad, whatever you want to call it. There's no separation anymore. We really need to let go of these quadrants, these departments of understandings and belief systems are ancient in the earth, you know, humanity's cultures. But there is no separation. There's no difference between the despacho of the Andes and the Tibetan mandala, the sand mandalas or the Navajo. It's like they are prayers of assembling reality, and they're very powerful. And you have to be, I don't want to use the word careful, but I guess I will use it, meaning like it's so strong, and it can heal you, it can change things, it can manifest realities that are much more preferred, because this is really just an illusion. That's a dragonfly just flew by me. It's an illusion.
That's cool.
And it's a dream. But yet it's physical at the same time. That's why it's so exciting these days.
Right. Yeah.
We get to be human and to ascend, to find
right.
ascension. And like you said before, we can kick and scream our way to illumination, or we can just sing and dance and just say whatever and laugh. And laugh it off and say it's going to be okay.
Everything is an interesting evolutionary experience. Everything. And if you start looking at it that way, then it just gives you the ability to, I was going into backing up and looking wider. The more wider, it's like softening the eyes until you can see the big picture and get caught in the nitty-gritty. I know we have to go to another break. We're going to be back after this short break. Open up the phone lines, taking your calls, have a discussion with James Riverstone. Be back in a few.
For pet parents who value quality natural nutrition, Wellness Natural Food for Dogs and Cats offers an ideal nutritional balance of carefully chosen, authentic ingredients in every recipe they make. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose, never any empty calories. You can trust the quality of all the ingredients in Wellness, from their source to your pet's bowl. To learn more about the difference Wellness pet foods can make, and to locate a pet specialty retailer near you, go to wellnesspetfood.com.
The search is over. The Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by, is your connection to tens of thousands of people waiting to hear your empowering message, waiting to choose your product or service. Dr. Pat's goal is to connect you with the people that want high-quality products and services created with love for humanity and the earth. Products and services like yours. Be the business that joins the buzz. The Dr. Pat Show buzz. The buzz of talk radio to thrive by. Connect with people that value conscious living and mindful thinking. Living life full out. Have your business be identified with this powerful and inspiring show. Join the buzz. Be the buzz. Let the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by, be the conduit to those who would benefit most from your services. To sponsor the Dr. Pat Show, call Dr. Pat at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522. Let our success be your success.
Reclaiming your fearless nature with Annette Bingham is about giving you the encouragement and tools to explore who you truly are and then to fearlessly move towards reclaiming it. This program will empower you to become proactive in your own journey to power. On the show, we will be exploring any tool that will help you take back control of your wellness. Topics might include all types of energy work, vibrational healing techniques, connecting with nature, body work, and much more. Tune in each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time to reclaim your fearless nature with Annette Bingham. That's Tuesday at 5 p.m. right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Welcome back to the Kara Carr Show, and we're live here on Labor Day weekend with James Riverstone, talking about many things, very important, shamanism, and the energies of shamanism, and what's happening right now with today. And James, you brought up before about the different ending of the 26,000-year cycle, and more and more people, especially with all the hype about the year 2012, I always like to remind people that they can bend forward like the energy garden hose analogy and create a lot of static or fear around the year 2012. I like to remind them what's happening now, right now, as every single day. We're putting energy into co-creating, again, the kind of future that we're going to have. And so do you want to talk about the cycle ending? It's not only the Mayan calendar, and you brought out a good point. It's the Hopis. It's the Tibet. It's every single person. I like the saying in shamanism where it's as far as God, source, creator, he who has 70,000 names and he who has none. It's like as when I was watching the energy as you were speaking, that it doesn't matter what it is, is I consider it a doorway. If something resonates with you and it's Buddhism or Shamanism or even Catholicism, all of it goes up to the doorway of the Creator. So it, I just encourage people just to get what feeds you energetically, what gives you passion. That's the doorway that brings you back to self. And so do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely, because I have my own perspective of 2012. It's a very important date. You know, December 21st is when the Mayan calendar supposedly ends in stone. And there's so much around it, of course, from Hollywood to, you know, all of the speakers and the presentators. My perspective is that 2012 is a threshold. It is when we will be firmly seated in it. Mm-hmm. The work is right now, like you say. 2010, 2011, these are the days when purification is happening for us. And and so much of the work that we're kind of, you know, we're getting our butts kicked, in a sense, in the next year or so, and that things are popping so much that by 2012, that is a threshold in humanity, in Earth consciousness, where we will be firmly seated, where there will be a majority of soul bodies, of people, that will get it. You know, that they will, it will outweigh the others that have a belief system that, you know, we're not, we have no connection to the stars, you know, there are no invisible, you know, threads of light in between the dimensional space, so forth. It's it's most important that it's just like a threshold. It's not the end of the world. The Inca talk about the time. It is a time of meeting ourselves.
Right.
So that work is happening now, where we need to do things now, this year and next year, so that by 2012, you will be automatically kind of inserted into that illumination process.
Right.
And after that, by 2015 and 2030, there's going to be an amazing new reality happening that we're going to not be able to describe it in words.
Right.
It will be a connection to all of it, like you said, all of the sacred domains of how Earth has been handling its culture for the last 26,000 years. And every age, this is the age of the emergence of the fifth world, the fifth sun, and the last four ages have been a kind of a balance act. Like every 5,200 years has been orientated by a male energy, masculine, and then next 5,200 years was oriented with a feminine energy.
Right.
So it did that back and forth four times. This fifth age is a very, very unique thing that Earth has never experienced before. And that is a perfect balanced blending of male and female energy. And in Quechua, they call it Yananti Nisinti. And it means like yin and yang, left and right, black and white, dark and light. It is the perfect balance. And Lake Titicaca is a very high lake in the Andes of Peru and Bolivia. And it's a very sacred place. It is the place of where the birth of humanity began, according to them. You know, the Hopis talk about Canyon de Chelly and the Canyonlands. That's their birthplace of humanity. And this balance of the male and female energies are coming forth. And so many shamans in South America are all running the same threat. They don't talk to each other on cell phones, but yet they are picking up the same information, and they are giving to everybody that balance of the Yananti Nisinti, the sacred feminine and the sacred masculine. And that means like the Christ energy and, you know, you call her Mother Mary if you want, or Nusta Guadalupe. They call her Nusta, the Black Madonna in the Andes. And she's very profound. She's very strong. She's the mother. And that feminine energy is what's feeding us so much to nurture us. While basically we become that, like what we know as the Christ or the Buddha, Krishna energies, which is the illumination of.
With people when they get a little bit confused, I explain, and you just said it perfectly. As far as every 5,000 years, it was the male, the female. And almost just like when you were talking, like garland going on a Christmas tree, when you wrap it, it goes the male energy, the female energy, and then I see it as like the birth of the divine child. It goes out of the. And the divine child does not have the karmic or the programming that we've had. The Christ consciousness is what the divine child is. And
right.
So when I describe it that way, people kind of get it, because it's like for the whole, the divine mother, the divine feminine, the divine father, is we're birthing ourselves, and we are the divine child. We're the ones that we've been waiting for. And so this time period is so important right now.
our directional energy. And that could be a lot scary to a lot of people because for thousands of years we've been programmed to hand our energy to the patriarchal Father God. And so I see it energetically like we've been on our knees and handing, again, our power over. And it could be scary for people to get off their knees and to stand up into that empowered place. But this is what
Absolutely.
We wrote the script. We lined up to be here at this time right now for this rebirthing and the divine child, again, or the Christ consciousness being does not have the restrictive old patterns that we've been ingrained with. So that's where a lot of times with even the Mayan calendar ending, as you said, a key thing where there's no words with the energies that are coming down. And that was my experience with when I was in Ecuador, some of the stuff that I was seeing and experiencing. There's no physical words there. And actually sometimes the words can get in the way because it's too restrictive as far as what is going on. But it is grand. It is a huge rebirthing time. And it's a time for celebration and not to be able to get out of the fear. It's a rebirthing process. And a lot of times during the rebirthing process, people can feel like they're going through a death process. But I also see that our number one fear collectively is the fear of death. And it doesn't have to be physical death, death of relationships, death of a job, death of money. But when we're able to stop being afraid of dying and just be surrendering to the dying act as far as if everything's a cycle. One day we will lose our physical body, but it's more of a rebirthing process than getting caught up in the fear of the death process. Can you imagine a tree holding on to its leaves and saying, I can't let go. It's just like getting connected to nature and being really watching those cycles can really get us back into that alignment of the flow.
Yeah, it's a constant cycling. And you know, every shaman goes through death process all the time. And the funny part is that you don't need to be a shaman to do that.
Right.
You know, all of us go through many death processes.
Right.
And that instills like a different relationship with death. You know, we need to have a balanced relationship with death because we all are finite physical beings. We will die.
Right.
But our spirit is infinite, multidimensional, and eternal. And that means our soul. And that relates to all of our past lives on Earth. And more importantly, I speak about this a lot, our relationship with our future self.
Right.
And that means, you know, who we will become, who we are becoming, that connection, the dialogue we have with our future self. I speak to my future self. I know who he is. And he helps me with my work because I'm becoming part of him. And it, you know, it really wells me up when I think about the work that I'm doing, and I'm going, what am I doing? And then I'm thinking, wait a minute, this is Inca shamanism. They talk about the age of meeting yourself.
Right.
You know,
right.
And it's like, that's for me, that's what I'm doing. And we all have that right on our plate in front of us. In front of us. And we need to digest
as far
that.
As the meeting with your future self, when you, like, kind of connect the dots, my future self, I connect and talk to her. I saw her since I was little. When I was three, at first I saw her outside of myself as this blue lady energy is what I used to call her. And then as I developed or had a stronger foundation and just even developed physically, mentally, emotionally, then I realized that she was myself in the future. But it's a key point when you say you could tap into that energy of your future self and bring it into the now, because when we step out of 3D energies, there is no time. So everything to me looks like a Mobus strip or Infinity 8, where we can tap into our future self, where this is the time when we're clearing and breaking through, when a lot of times when we tap out, when I see people energetically, they go to their past pains or their past, where energetically there's little charges in the energy field. See, well, it's a ball with an excessive charge, which shows me that the energy consciously is unconsciously is blocking them from tapping into gifts that they have within their energy field or information, like what you said with your future self. So looking back, do you feel that you were connected since you were younger with your little self, or when did you recognize that that was part of you? Where a lot of times people see guides as, I see a lot of people's guides as a part of them in a past life where they could have been a healer, a master teacher, somebody in Atlantean times that worked with DNA structures, and they see it first as outside of themselves as a guide, and then as they start developing, have a strong foundation, they realize that it was them. I think it's part of us understanding ourselves as multidimensional beings, so did you feel connected with that future self of you beforehand?
I realized not until later, way later in my life, on the linear timeline, that, yes, that's what I was doing. It, yes, I was born with it. know, and that I went through the typical, you know, human life, living in America, blah, 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 you know, with my my biological family, and yet later in life. Well, something happens when you embody certain understandings through some sort of belief system or cultural understanding that all of a sudden you receive it, and you receive this embodiment, and you get to see, have such a beautiful relationship with all of the, let's say on the, you know, the dimensional timeline and the linear timeline. You know, your past lives, to me, almost seem like kind of, like they're just nice information now.
Right.
You know, I've learned
my
lessons. There were things I needed to learn.
Mm-hmm.
But the relationship I have with my future self, one of my future selves, is that was in agreement before I was even born. And that's true for everybody, that before you're born, you sign a soul contract and you have a certain agreement to play out a role in a life and a story here on Earth. And of course, that is all operated through the soul itself, which is eternal and has, you know, multiple lives as far as Earth goes. But, you know, my future life is extraterrestrial. He is something that is of Earth, but he's not, you know, it's not a human so much like us.
Right.
And that has to do, which is the next step of talking about all of this, this age of change and illumination, is that our relationships with the stars, you know, and the stars are so much more on a dimensional space than we see, which many people are into, you know, and you know, UFOs, ETs, all that, you know, it's like not about nuts and bolts, it's about this soul bot connected in our hearts and our soul.
Right. That's key. And, you know, we're going to take a break and get back into that conversation because that is a key place to break, and I'd love to talk about that when we get back. So we'll be back in a few short minutes.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S., using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Hi, I'm Chuck Norris. And no, not that Chuck Norris. About a year ago, I got on the Take Shape for Life program, and I've lost 170 pounds. When I got on the Take Shape for Life program, I just set myself a goal. I decided I was going to go skydiving, but weighing 355 pounds, it was never an option. I hit 185 pounds and decided to take the leap.
Lose the weight and live life on your terms. To learn more, visit simpletolose.com. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, very good. When does this start?
This starts in August.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great. We should spread the word.
Absolutely. Spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in Wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Welcome back to the Kara O'Connor Show, and I'm Kara O'Connor, and we're here live talking with James Riverstone. And before we went to the break, James, we're talking about the connection to the stars. And I deal with a lot of clients, especially younger ones that are into the, you know, early 20s, 30s, that they really feel that star connection, or they get actually really confused because they feel or sense a life in Pleiades or Orion or Sirian energy, and they want to, they're like what I see their energy bodies doing is like energetically bending toward that incarnation and almost giving it like more energy, like it's a higher life than theirs. And so they kind of stop going out of their physical body. And I kind of encourage them that we did choose physical vessels, and that it's a part of when Jesus said that be here now and be in this world, but not of it. It's really where, at least in my understanding, it's not to put those other incarnations as higher, like hierarchical. It's just another aspect of ourselves. And yes, we can get gifts from it, and yes, we can feel more expanded, but it's really important to not put anything energetically higher. I just, when I look at their energy fields, they're not in their physical bodies. They're like living in that time or that really handing all their power over to the Sirian connection or the Palladian connection, and it energetically, when I look at their field, it's off balance. So do you want to address the star energy? And I know a lot of people are connected to that. They're feeling it, and how to stay balanced when we are feeling our connection to our star lineage or aspect.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's about being grounded. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. It's about keeping our feet firmly planted on Mother Earth. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, our star connections and you know, I know that a lot of the younger generation really is open and absorbing so much of the energy that's in our culture. You can see it on TV. They make commercials out of it. It's everywhere. And they love, and they're stimulated by the UFO sightings and so forth, because it's exciting, because it has to do with, it's in our movies. It's in Hollywood film. That's synchronistic. That means something. That means that, yes, this veil is lifting in a way. And it's not about scary aliens, you know. It's not about the scary aliens that are going to suck your brains out. And although they love to entertain that idea, because they love to be stimulated, you know, the younger people. But it's I think they absorb it so much because they're so open to it. You know, they remember more of who they are.
Right.
You know, some of the younger people, and the very young people, a 5-year-old knows so much. They are so wise because they were born with much more memory of who they are as a soul. So it's easy for them to accept these things.
Right.
And but they do need to keep it grounded. You know, it's like the higher self. It's like the ETs aren't their higher self.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their higher self, our higher self is not better than us.
Mm-hmm.
It's
right.
just that it's the more evolved, more 360-degree kind of point of view. They know more of the totality of all it is, or God, whatever you want to call it. And that's what the illumination is about, is like connecting the dots with being physical now and staying grounded, and then learning these tools, you know, learning how to see, to be a seer, to see between the veils. And and little by little, you know, so much more is happening. And when things manifest, things begin to manifest around them, and they actually will be able to get all of those exciting things. Like you said, it's like it's the younger people, like teenagers, you know, the young 20s, they might get so involved in some of these things that they might not know what they're doing, too. You know, you have to be kind of careful with working with energy, but ultimately, if they're coming from a good place, it can be a beautiful communion. But they need to stay grounded. You know, they need to weave it into their life, because that's what they're, their higher self wants. That's what these connections to these star people, that's what they want for us anyway, because they're not going to meet us unless we are loving ourselves 100%.
Right.
You know, and you quoted Jesus. It's like, I will also. It's like, love others as you love yourself.
Right.
That presupposes that we love ourselves 100%. So we need to be in Aini, as they say in the Andes. Aini means balance. We need to be in perfect balance with ourselves and love ourselves unconditionally. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, everything around you in totality comes to you. You attract what it is you need when you shift your vibration. When you shift the vibration of your body and your energy field, you will find that perfect balance and everything will come to you. You will attract what it is you need. And that's the whole thing behind attracting abundance, and we all want money. But it's like money isn't just abundance, you know? I mean, abundance isn't just money. It's it's everything. It's information. It's a fulfillment of your heart. It's healing your family and bringing balance, or, you know, attracting the right, you know, mate or lover or companion. And, you know, it's an important thing to remember and not get too lost in information that we can see on the internet.
Right. Yeah, it's all about that. It all goes back to the balance, the sacred balance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, this whole idea behind our religions and stuff, it's all about, you know, the second coming of Christ. You know, we are the second coming of Christ.
Right.
Because doing what I just said, loving yourself first before loving others, is really, really key, because that brings you into a complete, perfect being of light. And then that allows, you know, the love to surround you. Mm-hmm. And that's really what that means. And it means that those that are out in space, let's say, they look upon us as planet Earth. Planet Earth has a frequency vibration, and this vibration is translated into a word so that it can help us. And the word is Christ. It is it is known as the Christ energy planet. And not to take away from any of the other deities and the energies of other belief systems, it's not about that. It just happens to be known as that. And that's what he was a witness for. You know, he was an example of that. And it was a storyline that needed to play out to say, you need to surrender and allow it to be. There's no pain and suffering. Mm-hmm. You know, you need to just surrender to what it is and allow that Christ energy to be seated in you. And then you're one with Earth, you know. And in the Andes and in Peru, there's many ceremonies dedicated to Christ, and they're not coming from the Christian belief systems that came in of 500-600 years ago when they invaded and took over the Quechuan people, or the Inca. They didn't. It's woven into the tapestries of that tradition, for instance, and they just look upon it like Mary and Jesus. They look at them a little differently, but they still honor them just as much. You know, they don't say, oh, no, that doesn't mean anything. You know, the Christ energy is absolutely embraced in every culture, probably in some form or fashion, in every belief system.
That's really important. Absolutely. And I was thinking when we were talking about the younger kids that had where people didn't want to be in this incarnation anymore. They wanted to, even I've had people say they want to kill themselves as far as they want to merge with the other aspects of the self, but it all goes back to energetically. All roads lead back to our heart, or becoming the walking heart chakras is the way I see it. And as we stretch and become the Christ love, a lot of times when I look at people's energy fields, I see the heart chakra over the last couple of years split off in four different directions. I mean, four different levels. And the bottom level of the heart chakra is where they call it learning to unconditionally love yourself. And when I look those energy fields, that's where I see a lot of times it's dimly lit, or it's like they're, the idea of learning to unconditionally love ourselves is what we're bridging to remember that we can't give out if what we don't have in ourselves. So if we don't love ourselves, embrace ourselves, well, we're getting rid of old programs that self-love is selfish. You know, I grew up with Catholicism, and there was a real emphasis on having to suffer, and loving yourself is vain and just all that kind of stuff. So we're really in this bridging period of of instead of self-loathing or feeling like we have to suffer, really embracing our loving ourselves. And so I'm watching people, the bottom of their heart chakras, it looks like where it's dimly lit for years, where I start seeing this light going on, and then the individual, the more they embrace themselves and love themselves, the light goes up, and then it supports the rest of the heart chakra. And it's interesting that it was placed on the bottom, the foundation of the heart. Okay. All right. Well, we're quickly out of time. And James, I want to thank you. So can you give people contact information for yourself, for all your events you're having?
You can.